You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's going to be my question to you. Are you surprised the Bears are staying in man when they're getting carved up?
Yeah, it has not gone very well for them today. And sporadically, they might have to pick their spots. But if Goff keeps feeding around to all these different guys, Tesla and Raymond, it's a hard task for them to lock it in.
The struggle has been real for the Bears when it comes to them being able to protect against the pass. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, by the way. We are broadcasting live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Speaks just had a very weird moment during the break when he realized that both his radio partner and his life partner were wearing the same shirt.
Both of you with Where's Speaks t-shirts. Which is amazing, because when I'm not talking about one of you with the other, I'm probably
talking about the other
with the other one of you. Yes, there it is. Unbelievable. You guys look great. I love that you are pals. That is a lovely thing.
Christine is the best.
Yeah, she says the same about you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We are in this mode, man. Bears fans are popping in here. They're saying hello. It's very nice of them to do that, to say hello. And this has been our home away from home for a long time at the Score. And you can feel it. You felt it when Olin was on.
Yeah, you did.
You felt it. Now, here's the thing. Matt Bowen was a Packer. But he grew up a Bears fan and is now reverted back to being a Bears fan now that he is done in the league. We talk with him every week, and he's great. He's exactly the person that we wanted to talk to when it came to Bears coverage and what they should do. We wanted you to hear this. And after this, I remember Speaks turning to me and be like, I'm ready right now.
Yeah, man, he got me going.
I'm ready right now to play some ball. This was Matt Bowen talking about the problems that the Bears have had and what things they might be able to do to fix them.
You have to play man coverage in third and 2-6. If you play cover two or cover three, they're going to run hitch routes, they're going to run slants, they're going to run stick routes, they're going to move the chains. NFL quarterbacks are too good. You have to challenge in those situations. You have to play press, you have to get hands on wide receivers and disrupt the release to disrupt the timing of the route itself. So in those situations, you got to play man. And if I'm Dennis Allen against the Green Bay Packers in those situations, I'm playing man with pressure because right now I'm not getting home with four. So that's telling me I have to bring pressure. But in regular down and distance situations, especially 3rd and 7-10, where you're going to win or lose the football game this Saturday night, I think the Bears will have to be more zone heavy. They'll have to be disciplined in zone coverage. Their second level defenders have to get to what I call zone depth. That's usually at 10 to 12 yards in the NFL, where you can close or you know, basically create a line across the field to close those second level windows and play top down on everything from the third level. What you're forcing the Green Bay Packers to do in that situation is take the underneath throws in 3rd and 7-10. Then it comes down to a situation where it's angle to the football and tackling. But we talked about this before, Speak. Go back to the game, what is it, week 16, was it at Lambeau, week, whatever it was at Lambeau Field, the game at Lambeau when they played man coverage, it didn't turn out well for this Bears defense.
It's interesting because Jordan Love can run, but he's not a runner. So I'm wondering, could we see a little cover two man?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I really like cover two man. But to your point, Lawrence, you have to play it against a pocket thrower. Because once he gets past that first wave of pass rushers, there's no one home when you're playing two man. And for the listeners out there, what two man means is two deep safeties over the top, just like cover two. But instead of zone coverage underneath, everyone's playing man coverage. And it's different man coverage. Usually heavy inside leverage, playing to the low hip. You're kind of underneath the wide receiver or tight end because you have that help over the top. So that is one answer, Lawrence, that we could see. And look, Dennis Allen historically has played a lot of two-man with his defense.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So when I look at the issues with some of the man coverage stuff, with Jalen Johnson, I we've talked about the last 3 weeks. He just doesn't look like himself. I'm wondering if he's maybe if he's not as quick or as sudden as he used to be, is this a game where maybe he could get a little bit more physical, make him run a bubble, and maybe help himself out? Or does that set him up for giving up an even bigger play?
I think you have to challenge him, Lawrence. I think you have to be more physical, to your point. I think that's where he's at his best. If you were to ask someone, what is Jalen Johnson, I would say he's a physical coverage corner. That means he can excel in press. That means he's physical at the top of the break. That gives him an advantage because that's a physical play style he brings to the football field on Sunday. So I would be more physical in press coverage with Jalen this week. But you know what we're getting to right here. And I think this has been an issue for weeks and weeks with the Chicago defense. Who was playing in the slot on Saturday night?
It better be Kyler Gordon, right?
I don't think it's going to be C.J. Gardner-Johnson. The way that he walked off the field was terrifying.
It was, and C.J. has really struggled in man coverage. He really has. You know, that has been part of this defense that has been exposed with Kyler Gordon out is the slot targets. And especially the man coverage slot targets and getting beat on crossers and over routes that turn into explosive plays. And that's one thing you have to take away against Green Bay. Because I'll tell you what, if I'm Matt LaFleur, the first third down, when I get the Bears in man coverage, I'm throwing a deep over or a deep crosser to Christian Watson or Matthew Golden out of the slot. I'm going to say, show me you can cover this. Because if you can't, I'm going to do it all night.
All right, well, let's say this then, Matt, because this is great stuff with Matt Bowen. Let's say you don't have C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You do have a limited Kyler Gordon. You've got what we've seen of Jalen Johnson. You've got Nashawn Wright, who's made a lot of big plays but struggled with some other stuff. You've got, theoretically, a healthy Tyreek Stevenson. And you've got Nate McLeod, who didn't play, but is supposedly the backup slot corner, but didn't play. They used Jalen Jones. Hell, you've even got Josh Blackwell, who used to play there, but doesn't play there now under Dennis Allen.
And
for
Jonathan Owens.
You got Jonathan Owens and Elijah Hicks as like safety options. How do you utilize your personnel? How would you, if you're the coach of that defense, that secondary, how would you utilize your personnel on Saturday night?
I'd be very quick to make changes. If I'm Al Harris in that football game, I'm using everyone if I have to because it's win in advance, a winner, and go home. So, and not that I'm not going to give a player an opportunity to correct a mistake. That's poor coaching when you don't do that. You have to allow that. But to an extent, you have to find out what your best combination is for Saturday night. And it's hard to do that in practice. For example, if Gordon does play, can he open and run at 100%? Because that's going to be tested early, too. Your player coming back from injury, I'm throwing at you right away to see if you can open and run, to see if your play speed is what it's supposed to be. Because if it's not, then I'm going to keep going at you, right? So there's going to be different, I think, lineups, so to say, that Al Harris is going to have to work through and find out what is the best combination for Saturday night to beat Green Bay.
You ready now?
Yeah, man. I love that we, as a Bears populace, be it media or fans, we can think about all these things now. What'd we go, 9-10 deep on secondary names?
Yep.
Like, we can think about all of them. We can think about what's Dennis Allen going to do. And I hope to hell that he and Al Harris are aggressive with the way that they substitute, with the way that they try to find the best fits, the best matchups.
If they see something that they don't like.
Hey, man.
And it continues for a series or two.
Jalen, I just don't trust you enough right now.
To make this call.
To make this call and to run the way that they are attacking you.
Yeah.
So let me try Tyreek in your spot. Because maybe they don't like Tyreek in Nashawn's spot because they do different things and they want to keep Nashawn out there for turnover creation. They don't like Tyreek as a nickel, but if you need to get Tyreek out there, get him out there and let Jalen rest a little bit. You know, like those kind of things. The other thing I keep thinking about is what Dave Wanstead told us yesterday, which is maybe Kyler Gordon is your third down weapon. Because you know how important third down is. And like Bowen just said there at the beginning of that clip.
Third and six.
Got to be man if you're third and two to third and six. So Wani's suggestion of Kyler on every third down. And if you go nickel on first and second, let that be Nick McLeod. I'll be interested to see if that indeed is what Dennis Allen does.
We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that happened last night and something that I hope doesn't happen tomorrow. And they're connected, kind of. I'll explain next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.